You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Chris Baronato, who is one of the founders of Seersucker Live. Hey, Chris.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. Also with us is Bevan Valentine Jalbert of Paprika Southern. Hey, Bevan.
Hey, Emily.
And the weekend starts with some fun on Thursday.
Yes, Abode Studios will have their open studio night where you can come and meet and mingle with the artisans who have their studios there and learn about all the amazing work they're doing, as well as shop their retail space.
Excellent. Then on Friday, it is, of course, the first Friday in February.
Yeah, and on first Friday, you know, there'll be first Friday festivities at Sulfur Studios. You know, we'll be able to see the artist in residency and his the Rainbow Connection project. And then first Friday for folk music at the First Presbyterian Church with Seldom Sober, put on by the Savannah Folk Music Society. Or if you want to see some bluegrass, you can go to Service Brewing and hear City Hotel for Bluegrass by the Pint.
And of course, if you'd rather, you can also check out a movie on Friday night.
Yeah, SCAD Cinema Circle will be showing a defining film of the 90s, Clueless. And that'll be starting at 7 o'clock at the Trustees Theater.
That sounds excellent. Always a favorite. Then on Saturday, there's something that sounds really great for the kids.
Yeah, at Love Lane Designs, they're going to be having a DIY Valentine's workshop. So you can bring the kids or you can make cards yourself. It's a drop-in. You can buy tickets to get 12 or 24 Valentines, mix and match, and just get all your Valentine's crafting done.
Perfect. And also, there's more chance to shop local makers on Saturday, too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of really awesome pop-ups that are going to be happening. So there's going to be Claire Parrish Pottery will be popping up at Huga on Saturday. That's going to be locally handcrafted pottery. There's also going to be a really good Valentine's gifting opportunity at the Valentine's Jewelry pop-up at Savoy Society.
Ooh, that's key.
Yes. And that's going to have three local jewelry designers, Tatiana Cabral-Smith, Meredith Ann Sutton, and then Metal Sugar Jewelry will all be there. And then if you are looking for a more wide variety of handmade goods, the February Makers Market will be at Moon River Brewing, and they'll have handmade goods by local makers, including bath products, jewelry, glasswork, all kinds of stuff.
Great. There's also a couple different types of music on Saturday night, Chris.
Oh, yeah. There's some excellent music options Saturday night. Savannah Philharmonic is doing a program called Modern to Majestic, which is kind of unconventional choices for, you know, classical music. And they are going to feature trumpet soloist Thomas Gantsch of the Austrian brass band Minozel Brass. And one thing interesting about Gantsch is that he plays two different kinds of trumpets that he designed himself, and they're called the Killer Queen and the Gantsch Horn. So it's worth seeing that just for those horns. And then Mother's Finest, the 70s rock funk band, is playing at Victory North. And, you know, they are a top-notch act and definitely worth catching.
And then finally on Sunday, there's another great activity for families. Or really anyone.
Yeah, oh, Super Museum Sunday, I take advantage of it every single year from 12 noon until 4 p.m. Pretty much every museum in Georgia is free for a little while. I mean, just dozens and dozens of options. So you'll probably catch me at the Jepson or something.
Yeah, I mean, we do have some pretty incredible museums right here in Savannah. So, well, Chris Baronato, the author of Secret Savannah, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Bevan Valentine Jalbert, co-editor of Paprika Southern, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Emily.
And have a great weekend.